Hi. We haven't had the pleasure of officially meeting. I'm Erwin Fletcher from the fifth floor, finance. I've noticed you around the office a few times. Your name is in practically every group email. You haven't noticed me? That's okay. I only transferred in about 2 weeks ago. I'm sure I'll make an impression on you soon enough. Nice couch. We don't have one of those like that upstairs. You must have had to ask for a lot of favors to get... Oh. You demanded it? Impressive. Actually, this entire office is impressive. Thick walls. Good carpeting. You even have a fair amount of sunlight coming in. Did you just snap your fingers at me? It's a force of habit? It's just, I don't think anyone has done that to me before. Ah, most people see the do not disturb sign pinned to the door, drop the assignment off, and go? Well, I'm not most people. But I promise not to take up too much of your precious time. Just want to be thorough on these reports. Did you manage to track down the Callaways for the quarterly meeting next Tuesday? I know they can be quite elusive around this time. Yeah? And you got their signatures on the contracts already? That just saved us a lot of time and work. Good girl. I saw that just now. The way your eyes lit up a little and the corners of your pretty lips lifted when I said that. When I called you a good girl. Oh, so I must have imagined it. As I'm imagining that blush currently spreading across your face as well, then. Whatever you say, beautiful. Can I hurry up? It's lunch. How busy can you be? You always work through lunch? Well, that's not very healthy, is it? I'm not saying it's any of my business. I'm just... All right. Okay. Just a few more things and I'll get out of your hair. Did you review the expense reports for the Johnson? Okay. Good. Are we good with the next month's project All right. Check. Did Ruxford confirm the meet? Should I bend you over that desk and spank that pretty little ass for interrupting me? Oh, nothing. It looks like everything here is in order. Why do I keep laughing? Do I think you're a joke? No. It's clear you're intelligent and capable. If I was capable, I would have had the common sense to just send you an email. I'm starting to see why the other guys upstairs are too intimidated to bring down this report. The term Ice Queen may have been thrown around once or twice. Hey, don't shoot the messenger, sweetheart. Yes, I called you sweetheart. Well, sweet isn't how I would describe you at the moment, but I see potential. I'm dismissed. You think you can dismiss me? That's really cute. Yeah, I don't think so. How long are you going to keep this up? You know what. This tough girl act. It might get you far in the company, but it's not going to get you anywhere with me. Uh-oh. You're going to escort me out of your office. Right now. Please. Come here and try. remove me from your office. I'm sure all those years of volleyball and basketball will pay off. Oh, that's a nice firm grip on my arm. I like it. Unfortunately, it's not quite enough, sweetheart. Wow. Naturally this tall and still you wear heels. You really have a need to dominate every room you walk into, don't you, princess? A need to be in control? I love when a little kitten has claws. It makes their purring all the more worth it. Do you feel my strong hand around your neck? I know you can by the way your pulse just picked up beneath my fingertips. You may have everyone around here fooled, but I know your secret, little girl. Yes, I said little girl. I see right through those narrowed eyes of yours, which, by the way, if they continue to be directed at me, there will be consequences. Stop calling you little. Why? Because you're tall? Do you really think that matters, little one? Does it feel like it matters right now with my hand around your pretty little neck? As a matter of fact, let's slide you down this wall an inch or two and level the playing field a bit. There we go. Look what good those extra few inches did you. You're still firmly pinned by the tips of my fingers. Squirm all you want. You can't move me. I know. It's an uncomfortable position. Legs bent and spread around me. Maybe a certain someone should have thought about that before being so rude. I think we're going to need an appropriate punishment. Hands down by your sides. Now. That's a good girl. Now, you've been very bad from the moment I walked into this office. I don't take it personally, little one. You didn't know any better. But there still has to be consequences for misbehaving. I've decided that a good spanking is in order. Was that a whimper, sweetheart? But wait a minute. Tough girls don't whimper. Are you finally starting to understand who's in control here? Have you ever been spanked, sweetheart? Have you ever wanted to be spanked? You've been begging for it, that's for sure. Your breathing is getting heavier. Are you getting excited? No, of course not. We're going to have to work on honesty, little one. And now is a good enough time to start. Let's get you over to that lovely couch that you demanded to have. I'll just sit right here and put you over my lap. Those long legs aren't much help when they're pinned on this couch, are they? But they sure are something. So soft and smooth. I could run my hands up and down them like this for days. Struggle and squirm all you want. I'm not letting you go. All you're doing is making your punishment worse. I'm tempted to let you tire yourself out just like this. It's adorable watching your ass wriggle on my knee. Now it's time to lift up the skirt. You are so beautiful. Your ass feels amazing under my hand. I think 10 should be enough for now. When I slap you, I want to hear you count out loud. You're a smart girl. Can you do that for me? Uh-uh. That was a yelp, not a number. We're starting over. Good girl. Don't tense up. That's 2. Remember to count. No, no. Don't cover your mouth, baby. I want to hear you counting, or we will start over again. There we go. That's a good girl. Say I promise to be a good girl. Speak up, darling. Say it again. A few more. We're almost done. Are those tears? Are they from the pain or embarrassment? It's okay to cry. You can cry around me. You're doing such a good job. Last one. There we go. It's over now, little one. Look how the floodgates just burst open. I know you needed this. It's okay to cry. All that time being so strong, being the leader, it wore you down a bit, didn't it? Everyone expects you to be so perfect, tough, and in control. That's a lot to put on such a good girl. It's okay. I've got you. Come here. Come lay on my chest and I'll stroke your hair. Just like this. You can hold on to me. I bet you're so tired, aren't you, sweetheart? Yeah, I know. Shh. Squeeze me as tightly as you want. I won't break. I know you didn't want to be a bad girl in front of me. It's okay. We're learning, aren't we? Yeah, we'll get there. That's it. Let's wipe those tears away. There we go. I love your expression right now. So sweet and vulnerable. You don't show many people this side, do you? You're an absolute angel. So sweet when you pull back that tough exterior just a little bit. Are you ready to be a good girl? Nod your head for me, darling. Do you want to be my good girl? Then kiss me. That's it. Just like that. That's my good girl. Lean back. I'm going to pull you under me, sweetheart. Now, I want you to listen to me very carefully. You're going to do exactly as I say. Nothing else matters except making your sir happy. You want to make me happy, right? Good girl. Right now, what would make Sir happy is for you to clear your mind. Reports, deadlines, upcoming meetings. Forget all about it. This is a non-negotiable, sweetheart. I want them gone, and you don't have a choice. It's an order. Have I made myself clear? Good girl. Be here, right now, pinned beneath me. Your wrists flat on the couch above your head. Yes, cross one over the other, just like that. They're going to stay that way. Do you like the pressure of my big hands all over you? Does it feel good? Good. Because I'm not stopping. Try as I might, I don't think I possess that kind of restraint at the moment. Your delicate body feels too good under me. I've been thinking about this since the first day I laid my eyes on you. You were giving a presentation in Meeting Room B and captured my attention as well as everyone else's in the room. They were all invested in the content of that presentation. But I have to admit, as you moved around the room, I was becoming more and more interested in that gorgeous figure that was carefully hidden behind that three-piece suit. I'd rip these clothes from your body with my bare teeth if we were in a less professional setting. But that's okay for now. I have all the time in the world to explore this delicious body. I'm just going to let my hand travel slowly down your body right between your... Hands up. Remember who is in control here, little one. Get them back up where I place them, or they'll be tied down with another punishment to follow. Yes. Yes, what? That's right. Yes, sir. You're such a quick learner, baby. I love kissing this neck across your collarbone. Your skin smells so sweet. Whatever scent you're wearing smells fucking adorable. Oh, honey. You are soaked right through your panties. I'm so glad to see how much you're enjoying my touch. The way you're grinding into my hand tells me more than enough. But I want to hear it. Are you getting shy on me? Tell me how much you like my hand between your thighs, prodding at your wet pussy. As devastatingly cute as that sheepish blush across your face looks right now, I gave you a command, little one. Say it. Good girl. So fucking soft, and all mine. You're all mine. I can't wait any longer. What do you mean, where am I going? Sweetheart, I need to taste you. I need to stick my tongue inside that quivering little pussy of yours. First things first, let's get rid of these panties. Fuck. fucking beautiful. Hey, I see you crinkling your forehead up there. I don't want a single thought going through that pretty little head of yours that I didn't put there. Or do we need another round of punishments? Be my good girl. Put your head back and relax for me. Oh, wow, you're sensitive. Really sensitive. When was the last time someone tasted this delicious pussy? Wait. What? Never? As in never, never? That explains your sudden shyness. Come here. You were always too nervous to ask? Oh, darling. The real tragedy here are the men who made you feel like you had to ask in the first place. It's unfortunate that you had to wait this long. But fuck, I'd be lying if I said it didn't turn me on. My poor, neglected little girl. Don't worry. I'll catch you up on what you've been missing. Kiss me. Do you taste yourself on my lips? You're fucking delicious. Now, if you'll excuse me. I'm taking your first oral orgasm, sweetheart. This isn't a request. It belongs to me. And I'm taking it. And by how your body reacts to my tongue, it doesn't seem like you have much of a say in the matter. Oh, those sweet, sweet sounds you're making. That's right, good girl. Keep moaning for me. Never stop making those lovely sounds. What did I say about having your hands up? Don't you dare cover your mouth. Those little gasps of yours are music to my ears. I can feel your legs trembling, sweetheart. Are you getting close? Then I want you to let go. Come onto my tongue, into my mouth. Be a good girl and come for me. Squirm all you want. My mouth is staying right here on this sensitive little clit until you've given me what's mine. Oh, that's it. Let it all out. Good girl. Good girl. So sweet. Such a precious little thing. How was that? Did you enjoy yourself? Yeah. That makes me happy to hear. We're not finished just yet, Angel. This isn't your first time having sex, is it? Oh, good. because I just don't have it in me to be gentle right now. Do you feel how my cock is pressed up against you? Do you feel it throbbing? You did this to me. I know. It's big. But you can take it all, can't you? That's right. Yes, you can, sweetheart. Feeling my heavy cock rubbing up and down your slit. So fucking tight. You feel amazing. You keep pulsing around me. That feels incredible. You're the sweetest little thing I've ever come across, and I'm not letting you go. How does it feel giving up control? You're mine. Do you understand? Say it again. That's a good girl. I'm gonna go a little harder. A little faster. You're making me so happy, baby. You're doing such a good job. Don't worry. Hold on to me. I'll take care of you. I've got you. I'll make sure you're okay. I'm gonna come, sweetheart. I'm gonna come inside your tight little pussy. Your secret's safe with me. You can be the big bad wolf out there whenever you want. I know it can be easier than feeling vulnerable. Just remember who's in charge when I come knocking. Okay, sweetheart? Now, I know you haven't eaten, so I'm coming back for you at the end of the day to take you out for dinner. No more missing meals. Understood? That's my good girl.
Yes. Thank you so much for sparing a few moments of your valuable time, ma'am. Keep up the great work.